from KQED.
We begin today with what you might call the cornerstone of the U.S. legal system. It's a duty of citizenship that arouses mixed feelings. Jury duty.
Long, stressful, and I think at times it could be intriguing.
Mandatory, drudgery, bureaucratic.
Could be entertaining, could be boring.
Time-consuming, dull, dry.
In all 50 states, only U.S. citizens can serve on juries, but one of the bills on Governor Jerry Brown's desk would make California the first state where non-citizens are eligible for jury service.
There's no compelling reason why they should automatically be disqualified.
That's Bob Wykowski, a San Francisco Bay Area Democrat who chairs the Assembly Judiciary Committee. He says expanding the jury pool by including permanent legal residents makes sense in a state with more than 3 million green card holders.
They're permanently here. Their participation makes the deliberations and the legitimacy of the decisions that they come to that much better.
Wykowski's bill, AB 1401, passed the legislature without a single Republican vote. And the process left a lot to be desired, says Oceanside Assemblyman Rocky Chavez.
The last day of session, the last closing hours, we have a bill being pushed from the Senate over to the Assembly, never being vetted or talked about at all anywhere on the Assembly floor.
Chavez says the bill tries to solve a problem that doesn't exist. There's no shortage of potential jurors who are citizens, he says. Chavez sees the whole thing as a political wedge issue.
It's clear to me that eventually it gets down to the issue of immigration and the intent to paint Republicans as people who are against immigrants.
But supporters of AB 1401, including Assemblyman Wykowski, see it as a matter of fairness and discrimination, a logical step toward ensuring that juries reflect the entire population. The Assemblyman points out that back in the 1950s, when the film 12 Angry Men came out, women were often missing from juries. He sees opening the jury pool to green card holders as a logical next step in making juries more inclusive. But Professor John Eastman at Chapman University Law School in Orange County doesn't see it that way at all. Eastman thinks the country's founders envisioned juries composed strictly of citizens, a way for them to check the power of government.
And the notion that we would allow non-citizens to perform that duty is no different than saying we should allow non-citizens to perform the basics of voting and determine the direction of government. It's that important.
In a San Francisco courtroom this week, Superior Court Judge Kay Sennin was overseeing jury selection for a murder trial.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to actually put 12 or 24 people into what we call the jury box. Or the box.
It's a diverse group with Latinos, Asians, and African Americans. All of them are citizens.
It's a process of selecting a fair and unbiased and unprejudiced jury, and that's why we need your honest responses.
Critics of AB 1401 say non-citizens might not share American values. That could matter, they argue, in trials where juries consider issues like domestic violence, the role of women, or the importance of questioning authority. But supporters of the change say the jury selection process gives attorneys and judges a voice in who sits in the jury box. UCLA immigration law professor Hiroshi Motomura adds that the bill would give non-citizens in the legal system a stronger sense of being judged by their peers.
The problem that this bill would solve in some communities, the jury that doesn't really look like the community, and so it may undermine a fair trial.
So what about green card holders? How do they feel about the prospect of jury duty? I met with two of them this week to hear their thoughts. Eleanor Zwinger came to the U.S. 14 years ago from Germany, where questions of the law are settled by legal experts. There is no jury system. An attorney by training, Zwinger questions whether ordinary people, with little or no legal training, have the skills to make good jurors.
If I were called, I would do what I am required to do, but I wouldn't be behind it with my full heart.
Sitting next to her, Abdiel Oñate disagrees. A native of Mexico, the university history professor, sees jury duty as a chance for legal residents to participate more fully in civic activities with long-term benefits.
when you apply for citizenship, then you will see that you have performed already the obligations and know what citizenship requires. Not only you have rights, but obligations also as a citizen.
The question now is, how does Jerry Brown see jury service? As an obligation, a right, or a privilege that should be reserved only for U.S. citizens? And what exactly does a jury of your peers mean? The governor has until October 13th to make up his mind.